Lecture topic. A lot of tolerance is required to fulfill everyone's rights.
Last Majlis of Hazajis, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many people engage themselves in zikr and all kinds of shagal, but the most important thing is that what is the purpose for this zikr that you're making? Take so much of sacrifice. Making zikr and even Hajj and Namaz, whatever Quran you recite now. The actual purpose of this is to bring about a reformation in your character. To bring about a reformation in your character. Now you notice this much that in these days, because of, we are in a different era altogether. We are going through a lot of fitna, all kinds of hardships. And we don't get the same quality as before. The children, the upbringing of children, the wives, the relationship, husband and wife, house, home, it's not like before. There's so much of opposition taking place, you know. You're not at ease. No one is at ease at the moment. And everyone wants ease today. Everyone wants peace today. But you notice that you are not achieving that peace at all, no tranquility. And you get sometimes, that's why they say you become completely cold, there's no warmth. And we want warmth in our life. And secondly, the purpose for making zikr and the rest of it is because you want the love of the world must come out of your heart. And love of Allah Ta'ala must come. Now that is not coming in. Because the most important thing is that you want that and not coming in. So the purpose is lost. So what is Hazrat saying is now you have to now learn to adapt quality in yourself, that how to control yourself at home. Not only at home, in a complete way of life of others there. If you can only do that, then you have achieved everything. You achieve? First and foremost, you know, one after the last month, this one person spoke to me, he says, you taught me a very big lesson. I said, what lesson I taught you now? He said, no, I'm doing namaz, I'm making zikr, I'm doing Hajj and Namaz. And I thought that I was doing everything. So I went on a journey, had my wife with me, and it so happened that, you know, I put the garment on. Put the garment on, I'm driving. The garment saying, go left. She got quite angry with me. Why are you going left? He says, I said, I did not say anything. I did not say anything. Just carried on. Again, continuously, the wives are fighting with him. She says, you know, he said, he came to realize that how much he was fighting with him, but he thought of the Majlis and says, I can quiet. Because I know I'm on the right road. I know I'm on the right. And she's carried on and carried on and carried on. And she insisted, that person said she insisted, must ask someone on the road to. He said, I got a garment on. He's telling me to go the direction. In the end, he was right. Because he was on the right road. But it so happened that she gave him a so hard time. He said, I realized how much I had to control myself. Total tolerance. And thereafter, when she saw that she was on the right route, she was quiet. Nothing to say. But she never said sorry. She never said sorry. So do not expect sorry from her. Today the husbands expect, you don't say sorry to me, I'm the husband. You have to bow down to me. Become like the Sahaba, then you can say that. Because the wives are like that too. When you are not right here, what do you prove that? So he said that I have learned a very big lesson. He said, what a lesson I learned, that I thought I had tolerance in me. I had no, zero tolerance. But she knows how she made me a man. So he said that my journey right through was full of tolerance, full of tolerance. And she gave it to him left, right and center. He thought it was an holiday, but it was not an holiday. But he said to himself, I learned something. I said, my husband's advice is not my advice. Then another person also, the same kind, his son, you know, is a terror. He's a terror. He at home, he gives the father very hard time. There's no hard time, very hard time. And the father, unfortunately, does not understand that he has a lot of tolerance in him. He hits the child, and the sad part of it is making zikr on his vulgar the child. And this is all because of ignorance. He hits the child. He caused all kinds of harm to the child in because of frustration. Frustration. Not realizing that this is my way of Islah taking place. My Islah is taking place. I don't have to take the Quran. This child is now making me a man. I do not have to give him everything what he wants, but I must learn to tolerance, bring about tolerance in me. There's so much of tolerance no matter what he says to me. My husband in front of us, that man is screaming to Hazrat, Main Behrane. The only thing Hazrat said, Main Behrane. I'm not there. So what is the actual purpose here? Look at the actual purpose. You want to bring yourself into quality of insan. Quality of insan bano. That how much of tolerance you can get, you can make. You're a student, that student harms you, cause so much of harm to you, all kind of harm in you. But in your return, you do not even look at his face. Don't you remember, you know, I was very impressed with one student of mine. I asked him, you know, did you remember Hazrat's incident? Hazrat Muhammad Sula said. He says, yes, he's a student. And I said, what's the incident? He said, I told him this much. Hazrat, three students were behind his back and they want to try to get him angry. And only one thing Hazrat kept quiet. He said, Ye kisa mat batane. Hazrat said, Sherwan mat. Sherwan. Not a word it had. It not affect him at all. They caused so much of harm to him, they caused all kinds of harm. Thereafter became his best friends. But to say you that how he tolerated, not a word. Not a word. Then you get that kind of wife also. I have got a friend of mine, his wife, she's not right in the which sense. That she's got very good qualities in her, but she's got one quality that's not good. She's got very good qualities. But some people, they like to be very neat. Some people like to be very clean. This poor wife, they haven't got that quality now. She don't have that quality now. She got other qualities, mashallah. She got qualities of a waliyah. I won't run her down. In the Quran it says too, that Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, do not look at the good thing of the wife, don't look at the bad. Now because of that one quality that she's got in her, she's not clean or filthy, we'll say, because of that, the husband now begins to keep aloof from her. He tried to begin to keep away from her. Now the Islam of the husband is what? Let me look at the good of this thing, not the bad. She only got that one quality that which I do not like. But look at the 199 quality which she's got in her. Let me look at into that. Now that is his tolerance now. That is his tolerance now that he bear in mind. This is what my husband teaching us. That you bear in mind the tolerance of that one bad quality, but I will overlook it which you hate so much, I will overlook it just to keep her happy. That every time he goes to his house too, when you see that filth or whatever it is, he is unhappy, but now he brings tolerance. He won't fight with her. He won't get into an argument with her. But he'll kill himself and tolerance for love for your sake. That bring that quality of tolerance. Which we are not having that way. Would not. So if that person, for him, that is Islam. So if a father who's got a son who is disobedient, but he tries his level best that he always be good to him and advising him, son, don't do this thing, don't do this thing. My husband always told us, do not ever tell your son to get out of the house. Do not ever tell your son, get out of the house. Because the moment you tell your son to get out of the house, he'll go outside and say, hey, what happened here? He said, my father told me to go out of the house. Then I don't listen to his father, but that he listened to him. But always remember one thing, your Islam is taking place all the time. Ustad Islam is taking place with the students. I was impressed when I went to Talkeshwar and one young principal. I was surprised what a tolerance he had in him. The students were not right. But when he walked past them, he just looked at them like you said, the more intelligent you are, the more conscious you are, the more cautious you are. My husband, when he walks in, if someone is playing fool, he like not see it. So likewise, that you do when you go into the house, when you see your children doing something wrong, you don't just jump onto them, like it not see anything. Then slowly you know what you must do. This tolerance level is very important. A person in office, he finds that the person, a client comes to him and he takes off with him left, right and center, how does he respond? We praise people that non-Muslims, how they got tolerant. Praise Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He taught us about tolerance. If a person made a mistake in business, does not mean now he's not worth it. And take him to task and make him become like an animal in front of him, no tolerance at all. So just as a husband has to have tolerance for his wife, that because she is not in that, you have to overlook all the 9, you have to overlook the 99 things, like a mufti. If he makes one mistake, he's no more mufti. He's no more mufti. If a mufti makes one mistake, no more mufti. If a alim makes one mistake, no more alim. So likewise, you have to, the tolerance level is this must be that. The most important thing is hilm. Hilm means tolerance. Tolerance can only come into you if you have good character in you. And you have to work towards it. Every one of us, no matter who he is, you want something in a house, you told the wife, I want this. You went there, it was not there, what happens? What happens? You flare up. Where is the tolerance? You just read Quran and came to the mosque. You just read Quran and came in. You made zikr and made in the mosque, and then you go there to this. What behavior is that? So this is what my husband teaches us. Okay, in these days, do not pay too much attention to zikr and all. Pay attention to these things. To bring about the quality of tolerance in you, that how to change your environment at home. Instead of fighting with your children, make love to them. Be kind to them. Have tolerance in them. Some people got this thing. They got daughters at home. The daughters do not get any calls coming. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. But if you have tolerance in you, sabar, then Allah Ta'ala said very quickly. But there's no tolerance at all. If the tolerance on the husband, then don't tolerance on the mother. Who brought the child in the world? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will decide the partner. But you must know you make dua and everything, but the tolerance must be there with you that now if the girl does anything wrong at home, the mother takes the child to task. Where is the tolerance? I know of a mother, a girl, she tells me, I do not want to get married. So why you don't get married? I can see how my mother and father are fighting. If that's how that life is, of married life, then I'd rather stay at home. I don't want to get married. So everything is this of tolerance. Tolerance must be there. If you do not have those things, then you know you lost everything. You make your zikr. You can be an alim, you know something this much, one buzuk said a very nice thing. I'd rather stay with a fool than staying with a fasiq alim. In other words, an alim who got no. That he said that. But I'm trying to tell you, inka taqaza hai hilm. Inka taqaza hai hilm. Always remember, ilm, knowledge asks you for hilm means tolerance. If you do not have tolerance in you, you have got nothing in you. Because the greatest quality of everything is sabr. Whatever you're going to achieve, you know, whatever you achieve, you may suffer only because Allah has said, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. I am with you. You go outside to someone to tell you something to, that tolerance level will be very high. But never say a word. Smiling is the best. It's most difficult to smile, but smiling is the best. Free sadaqah. Charity? Especially at home. Because we are facing all these kind of things. We are facing all kinds of things. The Mahazir is saying this. To have good morals and conduct is most important. A person must have the most important in his life, good morals and conduct. His conduct must be the best. His akhlaq must be the best. His akhlaq must be the best. How one can bring about good character, as Imam Ghazali Rahman says, how he can bring this good character. There was no one more, alhamdulillah, can read a lot of kitab, but Imam Ghazali's kitab on character was something very important. How to bring this good character. And let me tell you something, this is going to be an ongoing sacrifice for you. You're thinking that his tolerance will be remaining, it will be ongoing till right to the qabr. You have to be intolerant all the time. Your child, you cannot change his habit overnight. Because unfortunately, your upbringing of a child was wrong. You made the mistake of bringing the child the wrong way. You did not bring up the child the correct way. And thereafter, when the child is spoiled, then after you change him, it's very difficult. Now you have to make suffer and put him right there. Because you made the mistake. To fight with him and to hit with him and to become vulgar with him. So likewise, a husband who's got a wife of that kind, he tells her, listen, do this like that. She still don't do it, but don't look at all that one mistake and deprive her rights. Because she made that one mistake, now khalas, the doors are closed now. I mustn't look at you, I mustn't look at you, I mustn't look at you. Allah Ta'ala will question you. Allah Ta'ala will question you. Now that I'm a deprived of her rights, because he's not been keeping the house clean, I'm a deprived of her rights now. You have to fulfill her rights. You get guna for that. Allah will question. So how important it is that how much of tolerance you must have in you. Tolerance is very important. So if you can bring about good character, how can one thing bring about good? And how to take out the bad character from you? Now if a person 50 years got anger in him, how you can take that out? You're an old bark now. How you can take it out? An old bark which is deleted. But if he's very interested and concerned, he'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Mujib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi should already make this dua, Ya Allah, I don't get angry. That was all his life he's made that dua. If he should make that dua, then why don't we make dua? Oh Allah, I don't get angry. But Allah Ta'ala can change anything. If you want anything to change, make dua to Allah, Allah. So if a person wants to really want to change, only thing he has to sacrifice. Everything you get sacrificed. Jannah is not free. Jannah is not free. In this world you want when you want to become what you want to become, you go through so much of hardship and so much of difficulties. Night upon night you sacrifice your sleep and your friends and everyone to achieve that degree you want. You mean, then only can get that degree. And yesterday Allah Ta'ala said you give Jannah by that. And the Sahaba Ikram, what did not go through? What sacrifice? Allah did not put you to that test. But we have to learn now to put ourselves to tolerance. Remember one thing, Mahazat always tell us. Outside people can praise you. Do not get over. Do not get happy. You must say to yourself, this man is praising me. If he knows the truth, he won't look at my face too. You tell him, he's praising me. If he knows who I am, he won't look at my face too. He's only praising me because what? What he knows. Allah. Once you know a person came to the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked the definition of deen. What is the definition of deen? What do you think he said? Have good habits. Have good character. Have good morals. Good habits, good character. To be good to And the most important thing to have that quality is what the most important thing one should have in is humility. If you want that quality to come into you, you must become humble. Humble, humility is very important. If you not have humility in you, that quality can never come into you. That husband who's got a problem with his wife as far as the cleanliness is concerned, if he has humility in him, he won't come down. But if he has pride in him, he will not come down. He will overlook that one mistake and look after like gold. Take care of him, not with his pride. Everything relies on humility. Everything relies on the more humble you must be. In other words, a person can tell you you are a pig. If that defects you, that means you got no humility. Hazrat Mu'ajjim Bangoli Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he could say, "May I am the khinzis and butter." Yet everyone took him to be so high, and he was very high. If a sheikh had to tell him, if Allah Ta'ala had to ask me, "Oh Imdadullah, what you brought?" He said, "I brought Qasim and Rashid." What is the meaning of that? That Hazrat Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, who? They took him to the awliya of the past, not the future. They should take him to the awliya of the past. How great he was. You know what his position was, Hazrat told us once. You sit now, masjid, Isha time. You must not do that. We can't do that. You just listen, just see what, who he was. When after Isha, everyone goes away, then he says that, ask the muazzin, everyone go on his hijab. Diwar ban kar do, close it. And whole night is in diwar. Whole night is in diwar. The Hazrat said that if he said, Haji Imdadul Rahman said, if Allah Ta'ala have to ask me, what you want, Imdadul Rahman? Say, Ya Allah, an arsh ke niche ek musalla chahiye. Najna, I want a musalla. And I can only be with you. So many people, the Farishta will pull them away. But they should try to tell you what love they had and what love we got. So this is it, akhlaq. Akhlaq is a thing that is good. A person came to definition, how good. And few times he asked, this is a continuation of the Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, good character. And be good to your wife and family, that is most important. They can be bad. The most important thing in last week, in the last month, this was overlook your haq rights and woe and make sure that you fulfill the rights. Your rights is overlooked. A person who's got tolerance in him will not ask for his rights. But he'll fulfill that person's rights. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your enemy too. You will fulfill the rights of others, but you will forego your rights. You won't tell your wife, you did not fulfill my rights, I'm not going to fulfill your rights. That person is not Islam, he's not a salik. No matter how much the people can harm you, no matter your father harm you, you still fulfill your father's heart. Your mother harm you, you still keep your mother's heart. Your child harm you, you still keep the child's heart. That is what called. Okay, you forego your rights and you fulfill the rights of everyone else. You don't have to make zikr and so much. Because you make a zikr and all the rest of it and then too, if you're not achieving this, then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? So Nabi he asked in this world, asked, best character or morals. Another person can ask Nabi Kareem advice that after every evil act, do one virtuous. After every evil act, do one virtuous act. Why? Look at the wisdom behind it. The wisdom behind it, after every evil act, do one virtuous act. The barakah of that one virtuous act, you'll forget the evil act. We are, that's the Islam that is. That's khayri khudana karibya insan. Insan. Your wife took something and very quickly you took off with her. Do something good now. Give her a present at least. Give her a flower at least. Give her some money at least. If you're a confused man, you ask me that. Give her money, some money at least. Go on with that. What Nabi Karim said that. That given good acts, given flower, given if you're a conscious artist, then what gives the money? Now fight this, but not give. Then she won't call you conscious. Just to tell you the Rasulullah said, what he did not give to us. If a person, a Muslim person, you harm them, give one gift after that. When you give one gift to that person because that person caused harm to you, or you caused harm, that person gave a gift, immediately that virtuous act brings about a difference in the man, it is forgotten. That quality will come into you. Who is saying that? Wa akhara mika lillah. Do a good act. One virtue will forget, you forget the evil act. Remember the virtuous act. What does he ask Nabi Karim? What does he say? People with good character, when they do good, when people good character, Allah gives someone good character, then he goes to Jannah. In other words, when the person, Nabi Karim, I saw an ummah, the people in Sajda, but there's a way between them and Allah. There's a way between them and Allah. But the moment that person got good character, Allah can lift the veil down. The moment that person got good character in him, Allah Ta'ala lift the veil up to Tumma Mayaku, to Mujadeke Mayaku Yeka. So why did we bring that veil? It's because we are doing good deeds, but that veil is because the barrier has become because of the bad moral characters we got. So if you want that veil to open between you and Allah Ta'ala, what are you supposed to do? Good character, good habits. It's a strive 24 hours right to the time you go in the qabar. Remember one thing, it's a strive 24 hours till you go in the qabar. It's not a one day thing, it's not a 1 minute thing. It's going to ongoing thing all the time. Then only you can get that quality in you, which you will only get. And remember one thing, don't ever think this is what I achieved. Don't ever think that I have achieved. You achieved nothing. You have achieved nothing. The moment you thought you achieved, you lost it. When a person becomes close to Allah Ta'ala, he is very far from Allah. Why? He said, I'm close. That's why they say, this one, you're taking, when they told Hadith Abdullah, Hadith Rashid Muhammad, Rahmatullah, he said, may I convince him, but he says, can he know what he is going through? And what he wants to achieve, he has not achieved yet. Because the road to Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. The road to Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. There's no limit to Allah Ta'ala. The more you go, you far from Allah. The most that there is limit to go, you have reached Allah Ta'ala. No one can reach Allah Ta'ala. So you say, I did not do anything. I did not do anything. The moment you say, I did everything, you did nothing. So whatever you are striving for, you are far from destination. Very far from destination. You have never reached your destination. Your destination when you go in the qabar. Yes, there is a thing like this. When you begin to become more close to Allah Ta'ala and do the right things, you will experience it in namaz. You experience it in namaz. In which way? In this way that you completely keep yourself Allah Ta'ala very happy all the time. When you meet namaz, you'll experience the same thing with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam experience in Miraj. Don't ask me more than that. Please. Don't ask me more than that. Don't ask. You'll experience the same thing. Make yourself like that. Become close to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you do, you must ask yourself this question, I am doing this thing for who am I doing? I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. I'm doing it for the pleasure. As long as you got this to your mind, I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, everything, you look at your wife for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You look at your son with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Everything now the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala comes. Then you see, when you make namaz, it is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I didn't say that Mahazir told me this. I didn't think. I'm only imitating Hazrat said. Namaz padna seekh lo. If you tell us namaz padna seekh lo. If you know only to read namaz is sufficient. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If you only make salah in the way you're supposed to make salah, you'll be surprised it is sufficient for you to keep away from all evil acts and immoral acts. Everything Allah Ta'ala says. But if you and I do not read namaz now, he wants to read namaz, what happens? The one thing one has to tell us, when you make namaz, look at the place of sajda. When you look at the place of sajda all the time, then why are you still blinking? Blink, you should not blink. The moment you blink, that in your mind going everywhere. Then he gave us an incident, you know. He said, when Abdul Aziz Dabbas gave this incident to the Buzuk, a person wanted to meet a woman. And the moment he saw the woman, his eyes looked, no time for blinking now. Oh, what is it? No time for blink. No time to blink. Why this time to blink? No time to blink that time. Why this time to blink? During Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Abu Muhammad said this, when a woman came, she said, Hazrat, I want to speak to you something. He said, ask what you want. He said, Hazrat, my husband wants to get married for the second time. He said, Sharia gave permission. You can have four wives too. But you said, are the second one this year? She said, If Sharia gave permission to show you how beautiful I am, then Junaid Baghdadi, if Sharia gave me permission to show you how beautiful I am, and then ask you, I am so beautiful, can my husband look at someone else? She said that, and Junaid Baghdadi got unconscious. Fell unconscious. She ran away from him. So what happened? The Khadim asked, Hazrat, when you got the Hazrat, kya hua? What happened? He said, didn't you hear what she said? She said that if I open my niqab and show you how beautiful I am, and is it possible for my husband to do another woman? Straightway, Hadith is the Qudsi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, if I have opened my veil and show you who I am, you won't look at someone else. Will you look at anyone else? Straightly look at the Wazrugar has been, where their eyes go to, where their mind goes to. If Allah Ta'ala says, if I have to open my veil and show you how beautiful I am, you have to catch to see someone else. So in other words, when you can see when you read namaz, you are in Miraj. So you're supposed to be looking completely drowned. You might be thinking people sitting together in namaz are one equal. In your eyes, you are equal. In Allah's eyes, you may be in the arsh, or you may be higher than arsh. Most important thing is bringing about is good character. Good character is very important. Sahabas told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's a certain woman, you know, she reads so much of namaz, and she's seeking so much of fast, seeking so much of namaz fast. But the sad part of it is that she's very, very bad with the neighbor. She keeps fast, whole year she makes namaz every good. But she had one quality in her, they are not good quality. That what she does is that she harms to her neighbor, she causes harm. That the neighbor is unhappy with her. No. What do you think Nabi can reply? Her evil habits washes her good deeds away. Her evil habits washes all the good deeds away. So if we cause harm to someone, our good deeds are going away. So if a person is very, very making Quran, making zikr, everything big, but he caused harm to his wife, Allah is not looking. So you make. So Nabi can say, wishes. She cannot enter into Jannat, because she cannot even enter into Jannat, you see. So how important it is. What time is it? Oh, 5:30. So Nabi can make this dua, that you make my appearance to be good book, but my inside will be good too. You know, every time you look at the mirror, you make that dua. Allah and your inside will be same and better than the outside. Your appearance will be both the same. If you are good inside, that's supposed. Nabi Karim made that dua. Through Allah, make my appearance inside and outside. In other, our inside is not good, healthy. Not only good, healthy, and afiat, tranquility, peace. My peace, my inside must be peace, tranquility, I'm the peace of mind, peace of heart. See, we are people, we do not make this dua that the people made this dua. Then you make it as dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that make the people made this dua that my appearance is so beautiful. And no doubt there was no one more beautiful than him. But in inside, they will make that also beautiful. In healthy way, and must be full of afia. People ask, what's the best thing in the world? What is the best thing in this world? How to be good? It's a good character. How is that good character? You know what good character means? All this thing comes to one thing, humility. What it means? Humility. Main kuch nahi. I am nothing. I am. What that person does to me, what this person do to me, I am. I deserve that. I deserve what happened to me. You know, when a person begins to think of his sins sometimes, that's why you think of his sins. If someone had to do something to you, think of his sins. He did this to me, I'm worse than this. Bayan Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, going to the Eidgah, and that person throw that ashes on him. He did not look at that person. What you and I should have done by now? When you're driving a car, someone throws something on your car, what happens to you? Your car is so important. You look at that person 10 times, you forgot the majlis too. Majlis you forgot. Why? You are not in zikr of Allah. You do not have the presence of Allah. The purpose of making zikr is what? To have the presence of life. That's why they say when you read namaz before namaz, sit down and contemplate. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Prepare yourself. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Instead of waiting time out there, come in the masjid, sit one corner. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Allahu So what did he say? He took his clothing and rushed his clothing and says, carry on walking. He only threw ashes on me. I'm fit for fire. By it become like that, that anyone cause harm to you, you feel that harm is nothing else, but cause more harm to me. Only that person can do grab that thing that he begins to know that he's got humility in Allah and nothing is you that I've caused so much harm in this world. He don't wait for people to praise him. When people praise him, he gets surprised what this person is praising me. If you only know what I've done, he won't even look at my face. Oh Allah, so aapki sardariyat, you know sardariyat. You have made sardariyat. When people come and praise you, say, oh Allah, I thank you, when the sardariyat, the person knows who I am, he'll never leave me. You thank Allah Ta'ala for sardariyat. And you say, oh Allah, have you sardariyat in this world? Akhir mein sardariyat. Allah only sardariyat for all of us. That is. So good character is the most important thing. We're going to ask you just to that I have some to see my ummah sajda, that good character means the safety I mentioned to you was sajda. What is it? The veil is important. So that's why you may have less ibadat in you. You may have less ibadat. Less ibadat means the ibadat. Listen, you fulfill everyone. You need namaz. You don't need so much namaz. Means nafil namaz. You don't need so much Quran. You don't make so much zikr. But yes, one thing you have in you. You have akhlaq. That kisi ka dil na to. Al-Muslim, Salim al-Muslimun min al-Islam. A Muslim is he who will never cause harm to the next person with his tongue and hand. This is one of the hadiths of Abu Hanifa Rahman took down. And this one hadith, if you and I work on, a Muslim is he who does not cause harm to the next person with his tongue and hand. Come, Banya. With your servant, you won't do that. With your children, you won't do that too. With everyone, you won't do that. With your wife, you won't do that too. With everyone. One thing about moderation, the most important thing is to bring about is humility and strive. It cannot come into our life just like that. You will try and try and try, you're going to fall. A child walks, he falls down. Again, he walks, he falls down. The father picks him up. Likewise, you fall, Allah picks you. Allah see you, you fall. Allah doesn't see you, fall. You're running, Allah picks you. Once you fall, you still walk. Still run towards him. Ya Allah, I fell down. Oh Allah, I need your help. Allah will help. Without his help, nothing can happen. Allah Ta'ala man kami po fi nasibah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah. Wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban annar. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa qina adhaban annar. Allah ma'asina aqibatana fi l'umuri kulli wa atina fi khizri dunya ma ta'ala. ربنا توفنا مسلمين حقنا شهداء صالحين غير خزايا ولا مسلمين فاطر السماوات انت وليي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما وارزقني صالحا اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم توفقنا للايمان وامنا بالايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه بالايمان بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي اخر الزمان اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وسخطنا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غيلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا برحمتك يا رب.